Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this Week 19 recap, I'll be talking about Rudy Gobert gets fined. Also, a bunch of jersey retirements. We'll talk about those. Dame Lillard climbs up the three-point goals made list. And a whole lot more. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. I gave you the part one of my week 19 recap. Talked all about the women's games there. I'm going to do this second half here. Still a lot of news here, guys, to cover. So without any further delay, let's get into it. We'll start with Rudy Gobert, guys, of the Minnesota Timberwolves. He gets fined $100,000.
Wow.
For, get this, for criticizing the refs in an inappropriate gesture. What was that inappropriate gesture, you may ask? He did the money sign. And he did that in an overtime loss on the road to Cleveland on March 8th. In the ruling, the NBA said because of past behavior in terms of criticizing the refs, that's why the fine was so high. And he did it in front of referee Scott Foster. Scott Foster, we've mentioned his name on this podcast before, in terms of his involvement with Chris Paul and in other matters as well. Again, I circle back to the refereeing, guys. It has left a lot to be desired. I don't think you can get around that. It has been less than stellar all year long, in my opinion. But I think this really speaks to a larger issue. And it is felt that Rudy Gobert in doing the money sign sort of thing, that maybe the refs are on the take. And then remember, guys, we're living in a day and age where sites like DraftKings, FanDuel, even ESPN has their own little gambling thing, ESPN Bet. You have also Yahoo. They have it where you can bet on games as well, in sports books and all that sort of stuff. MGM also, they do a lot of advertising on the MSG network where the Knicks play. Is what he kind of conveying here, is there any validity to that? I think that's a question that I don't have the answer to, number one, but a question to be considered. There's a lot at stake in these NBA games. I mean, the players, if you talk to them, it doesn't mean anything until postseason. But I think with the proliferation of, you know, these gambling apps and these sports books, this is a legitimate issue. And I think this is one where the NBA has to kind of be vigilant in that regard. Because I'm sure he's speculating. He doesn't have any hard evidence to suggest that the refs are on the take. But, and you see it on social media too, on these posts. They'll be like, oh, so-and-so made me miss my parlay. So you got the fans sort of rabid about these things. Has it creeped into the world of refereeing? I think you have to at least put it in your mind as a possibility. I think it's something to kind of ponder on, to put in the back of your mind, file it away. But, I mean, the NBA did come down heavy on him. And you know how the NBA is about protecting the brand, protecting their integrity. So for a player to even suggest something like that, you kind of knew they were going to come down hard on Rudy. But I still say, file it in the back of your mind, because if something were to, I don't know. I just say file it away. Let me just leave it at that before I go an area I don't need to go. So we'll leave it there. All right. So that is one bit of news. The Charlotte Hornets, they hired Jeff Peterson as their executive vice president of basketball operations, guys. He is replacing longtime Vice President Mitch Kupchak, who will now take an advisory role with the organization. So remember, guys, the Charlotte Hornets are under new ownership. You have now owning them the co-owners Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin. So these guys want to move in a whole new direction. Mitch Kupchak, he was a Jordan guy, but he has now been, I don't know if you could say kicked upstairs because he's already upstairs, but he's been moved into a different role. Now, Peterson, he's one of those young guys who's on the rise. He's had stints as assistant GM with the Brooklyn Nets. In fact, he was there for 4+ seasons. So he was there to witness the signing of a Kevin Durant, signing of a Kyrie Irving. Plus, he saw deals go down, such as the James Harden deal and other deals over there as well. He also had a stint with the Atlanta Hawks for 3 years. So this is a guy who's, he's not coming into the job kind of wet behind the ears. So he's seen deals. He's seen free agencies go down. So we'll see what happens, guys. Right now, the Charlotte Hornets coming up on next season during the offseason, they could have $40 million plus in cap space. So that's pretty significant. Guys, their last postseason appearance was in 2016-2017 season. So you're talking about a 7-year drought, which is kind of unheard of in today's NBA because you got to play in as well. So for them not to even be part of that kind of speaks volumes. So guys, they do have core players like LaMelo Ball, their recent draft pick, Brandon Miller. Also, you have guys like Miles Bridges, who actually is on a 1-year deal. He can be re-upped in the offseason if you so choose. And then promising big man from last year's draft, Mark Williams. Although Ball and Williams has been out a pretty significant amount of time with injuries. So you see what happens there. And also they'll have a top 4 pick in this coming 2024 draft. So you have some promise there, guys. It's just a matter of how you allocate funds and how you build this team. So Jeff Peterson will get his opportunity. We'll see how he's able to move this team in the right direction. Moving on, guys, the Phoenix Suns, they are to host the 2027 NBA All-Star Game, and they will do it in their arena, the Footprint Arena over there. And actually, guys, this year, the WNBA, the Phoenix Mercury, they'll host the All-Star Game, one in which, by the way, I will be attending this summer. So I look forward to seeing that arena and seeing the fanfare and so forth. And I'll definitely give you my report once I come back from there. So Phoenix Suns getting that All-Star Game there. Kudos to that franchise for being able to get that 2027 All-Star Game, which means they get the actual game and the festivities that surround it. Let's move on. Dame Lillard, he has now moved into 4th place, guys, in terms of all-time 3-point goals made. He has now passed Reggie Miller. Wow. The top 3 ahead of him, Steph Curry, who's right now obliterating the record. Ray Allen, who Steph Curry passed some years ago. And James Harden. So Dame Lillard, amongst 4th all-time in 3-point goals made and climbing the charts, I'm sure. Will he get past Ray Allen? Who knows? We'll see what happens there. But he does pass Reggie Miller, who Ray Allen once passed Reggie Miller some time ago. Dame Lillard climbing up the charts in terms of 3-point goals made in his career. All right, so let us move on. Jersey retirements, guys. There's a few of these that I missed somehow. I think one I could easily explain why, but we'll talk about it. So here we go. Brittany Griner for the Baylor Bears. She had her jersey retired actually during All-Star Weekend. I think that's why I missed out on that. So it was on February 18th that Brittany Griner had her jersey retired. This is what she did during her time at Baylor. She was there 4 years. She played in 148 games, averaging over 22 points per game, nearly 9 rebounds, and 5 block shots, guys. She shot it from the field nearly 57%, from the free throw line, 74.7% there. She is the only player, guys, with over 2,000 points and over 500 block shots. Rarefied air for BG. She played there from 2009 up until 2013. And in those 148 games that she played in, guys, she scored in double figures in all but 2 of those games. Wow. She was 4-time all Big 12 in all defense. She was freshman of the year, 2-time national player of the year, 3-time Big 12 player of the year, and also 3-time defensive player of the year in the Big 12. 3-time All-American. She set a NCAA record for blocks in a season. And as far as the Big 12, she has the most points, most field goals made, most free throws attempted, and of course, the most blocks. Her teens finished during her 4 years, guys, 135 wins with 15 losses. You're talking about 90% of her games she won, guys. She was coached by Kim Mulkey. I've expressed that in the last episode that I did. And they were national championships when they went 40-0 in 2012. And in the Big 12, guys, she went 50-8 with a win percentage of 86.2%. Well-deserved honor for Brittany Griner, long overdue. I mean, she is pretty much the best player to lace him up for Baylor University. And Baylor's current coach, Nikki Collins, showered her with love on that whole weekend there. She was around the team and so forth. So she was definitely being shown loved all weekend long. And she gets her jersey retired there. She is the 7th player to have their jersey retired. And among those, the great Sophia Young, and most recently, Odyssey Sims, who now plays for the Dallas Wings. So, Brittany Griner, well-deserved honor. We salute you for that. Let us continue on. Rip Hamilton, Richard Hamilton, of the UConn Huskies, he has his jersey retired, and that was done on February 24th. And guys, this is the 2nd jersey to be retired in that new arena, that Gamble Pavilion that they play in. The other being Ray Allen's number 34 jersey. So Rip Hamilton's number 32 jersey is being retired there. Well, has been retired there. He played in 103 games, guys, averaging nearly 20 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, and over 2.5 assists. Shooting it from the field, 42.6%. From 3, 37.8%. And then from the free throw line, he shot it 82.6%. He is 2nd all-time in scoring for UConn, right behind Chris Smith. He's a 2-time All-American. And his UConn team of 1998-99 is the only UConn team to win the regular season title and the national championship. So Rip Hamilton getting his just due at his alma mater, UConn. So we definitely give kudos to Hamilton for getting his well-deserved honor, long overdue as well. And then the last jersey to be retired that we'll talk about, Amari Stoudemire, for the Phoenix Suns, and it's his number 32 jersey. And that was done on March 2nd. He spent 8 years there, guys. Played in 516 games, Of those games, he started in nearly 500, about 499. He averaged 21.4 points per game, nearly 9 rebounds, and nearly a block and a half for Stoudemire. Shooting it from the field, 54.4%. From the free throw line, 75.8%. Amari, during his time at Phoenix, a 5-time All-Star, 4 times All-NBA. He was 3 times second team and once first team. He was a rookie of the year as well, which of course means he was on the all-rookie team. He is the 11th player, guys, to have their jersey retired. Among those, Dick Van Arsdale, Walter Davis, Kevin Johnson, Dan Majerle, Thunder Dan, Steve Nash, Tom Chambers, Alvin Adams, Charles Barkley, Connie Hawkins, and Paul Westphal. And there will be a 12th player, in fact, guys, Sean Marion. He's due to have his jersey retired as well. And, you know, you have all these player jerseys retired. So this actually, and it's been the talk lately of the talking heads around and so forth. LeBron James, when he retires, will the Lakers retire his jersey? You've actually had, guys, some Laker fans. I mean, these are the never LeBron Laker lovers. These are people who will never see LeBron as a Laker. They have such an allegiance to the late Kobe Bryant, and rightfully so, but so much so that they cannot wrap their arms around LeBron James for reasons unbeknownst to me. I thought both of those guys got along famously, but what do I know? So let us step back and take a look. Let's talk about the guys with retired jerseys for the Lakers. Kobe Bryant, 20 years there, 5 championships. We know about that. Wilt Chamberlain, during his 5 years, he only won the 1 championship. Paul Gasol won 2 championships there in his 6.5 years. Elgin Baylor, he spent 14 years there, never won the championship. Gail Goodrich, he spent 9 years there. He has that 1 championship. Magic Johnson, of course we know, 13 years there with his 5 championships. Kareem, also, he has his 5 in his 14 seasons there. Shaquille O'Neal, 8 years, 3 championships. James Worthy, he was a part of 4 of those championships. Jerry West, the logo, of course, 14 years there, and he has 1 championship. Jamal Wilkes, and he has a few there in his 8 years. And then you have George Mikan, of course, one of the first superstars of the NBA. Only spent 7 years there, guys. And he's won there multiple times. So we go back to LeBron James. LeBron James is in his 6th season with the Los Angeles Lakers. He's won the 1 championship that he won in the bubble. Probably the best parallel of those on this list here would be Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain, who, oh, by the way, he ended up being the leading scorer all time in the NBA when he retired as a Laker. And he won 1 championship. So for those Laker fans to say that, oh, don't retire LeBron's jersey as a Laker, what are we doing here, guys? Of course they're going to retire his jersey. That's just lunacy if you think that they won't. And then think about this. He broke the scoring championship as a Laker. He reached 40,000 as a Laker. What lies ahead for him in terms of championships? Don't know. Can't say. But even if he was to stay at the 1, he still would get his jersey retired just because of the other things he did as a Laker. So this whole notion of no way we can retire his jersey and, you know, that crowd, I don't know what you're talking about. You lose me with that. So with that said, I'm going to end the rant right there. that is it, guys. So that is it for this week 19 recap. Guys, we're coming up on my 200th episode. It's going to be a special one, guys. So I can't wait to bring that to you. But it's a few more before we get there. So I'll tell you all about that leading up to the 200th episode. A lot of good things are going to be coming down the pike for this show. So just stick and stay. And of course, you know, it's always appreciated. As always, guys, you know how to get to me. All things basketball with GD.com. Send feedback, reviews, like the feedback. Always welcome it. Like the videos wherever you see them, YouTube, so forth. Comment, Apple, so forth. Leave reviews. All right, guys, with that said, I thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care. Hello, guys. Thank you so much for following and supporting the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. You can find us at allthingsbasketballwithgd.com. Also, you can email us at sportsdudegd@gmail.com. You can find us on YouTube, All Things Basketball GD. Like or comment on our videos there. You can follow us on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. You can follow me on all podcast platforms, including Spotify and Apple, where you can leave a review. Support us, guys, at my donate page on my website. There I have a Buy Me a Coffee button, PayPal button, and a Spotify button. Also, you can cash at me, $GD, that sports dude. Thanks again for listening, and take care.